This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyati amalina. Man yahdihillahu falamudillala wa man yudlil falahadiyala. Wa ashadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. Wa ashadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Amma ba'du fa inna khayra al-hadithi kitabullah. Wa khayra al-hadithi hadi muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثات بدعة وكل بدعة دلالة وكل دلالة في النار. Brothers and sisters in faith, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to the fall session of Islamic Online University's new semester. New semester's begun, alhamdulillah. You're already into your second or third week of acquiring knowledge of the deen, acquiring knowledge which is going to help you both in this life and inshallah in the next life as well. Inshallah, in today's session of mine, I'm here to discuss about the method that you can adopt in your learning at Islamic Online University. So what I'm going to do is, I'm not going to make it too long, I'm going to make it too short, inshallah. Well, not really too short, but I'm just going to try to not make it too long in order to ensure, inshallah, that you're able to take back the message and you're able to get some kind of an order and discipline in your learning at Islamic Online University. Now, the first thing which I wish to let you know is that the knowledge that you're going to acquire at IOU is built on three pillars. And these are the three pillars that I'm discussing today. The first pillar is the academic aspect. The second pillar is the aspect of your worship, your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third aspect is your akhlaq, your adab that you display when you are studying at Islamic Online University. So let us begin with the academic aspect. As far as the academic aspect is concerned, your learning at IOU is concerned, you must become familiar with the system that is being used. We're not here to interact in a classroom environment where there are 60 students sitting and the instructor is there and then you can raise your hand and ask a question. We don't have that live classroom interaction. This is not a resident university, but rather it's an online university. So what we have done in order to ensure that your education is complete and your knowledge is complete, we have introduced a video lecture. So for every course, we have an instructor who has recorded the video sessions. There are 30 modules on an average with any course, and every module is a duration of 50 to 60 minutes on an average. What you as a student need to do is, firstly, become familiar with the syllabus of the course that you have taken up. So there is already a syllabus file. And the syllabus file breaks down as to what content is being covered in each module. Not only that, the syllabus file also tells you what is the relevant material which you need to refer to for a particular module and from which page to which page you need to study. So we are really doing hand-holding sessions here. And in fact, this is also a part of the hand-holding session, that is the orientation session. So the syllabus file is the first step of your academic knowledge. You must become familiar with the course that you're doing. You must have a knowledge of the course objective. You must know what will be your end result of taking up this course. After having done that, the next step is to go through the video lecture of a particular module. So when you start off with module 1 may have three parts to a to the video session. So module 1A, B and C respectively, go through the video lectures. And please make sure that you make notes as you're listening to the lecturer, to the instructor, the way you would have done if you were sitting in a classroom environment. Generally, students just listen to it or they put on the audio of the lecture and they keep on fidgeting with their mobiles, playing with the Facebook tabs and watching the social network and programs and here and there, interacting with family members on the left and right while the video is running, the audio is running. And at the end of this 1 hour, you feel that you have accomplished something, though in reality, you have not accomplished much. So what I tell you is, when you sit down for your session, make sure your mobile phone is in switched off mode or in silent mode. It does not disturb you for that 1 hour, as though you are in an university environment. So that is a dedicated time for your studies. Having gone through the video lectures and having made your notes, as I mentioned to you, your running notes, you know, the shorthand notes, quickly make those notes, inshallah, and have separate books kept for each of the courses. So for Fiqh 101, you have a separate book, separate notebook, and you make your running hand notes, inshallah. Having done that, you have already finished a study of a module. What you have to do is go through the live session schedule. There is a live session schedule. Old courses do not have weekly live session, but rather there are pre-recorded live sessions which have already been uploaded. When you go to the live session schedule, you will get to know how many modules have been covered in each live session. So when you see live session 1, you see that it covers module 1, 2 and 3 respectively. For example, that should give you an idea that after the third module, I will be able to revise through all my three modules. So what you do instead is study module 1 and module 2 and module 3. Having done that, at the end of module 3, you will find a link to the pre-recorded live session which covers the discussion on these three modules. Go through that discussion. Module 1, 2 and 3, you've studied through the videos. Now you go through the live sessions for these courses. Having gone through the live session of these courses, you are now ready to quickly run through the study material, the textbook. Just go through the study material, read through it once, or do skim reading. Skim reading is where you don't read line by line, but you just give it a look. Alright, you just look through it, and inshallah, you get a fair idea as to what the study material was talking of. You already have the knowledge of what the instructor spoke in the video lecture. You've already had a summarized session of the video lecture, and you've already gone through the textbook and the materials. You're now sit to appear for the module 1 examination. Sit, give the module 1 exam, give the module 2, give the module 3, and then come back and start studying again with your module 4. This is how you should continue as far as your academic learning is concerned. And inshallah, if you go through the guide which has been given in the student support, the FAQs, you will get a good idea about how to, you know, put this in perspective. Now naturally, as you are studying, you will keep coming up with different issues and queries. It's possible that things may not be clear to you in spite of the video lecture, in spite of listening to a pre-recorded live session. It's not the end of the world for you. Immediately, you can raise this question in the student forums which are there. We have asked the teacher forum where you can raise the question and the teacher will get back to you. Or you can raise it up in the student discussion forum where the students can share their knowledge with you. And I invite each one of you, please, when you see something up on the student discussion forum, share your knowledge. You don't have to wait for the teacher to respond to a student in a student forum. It's a forum for you people to discuss and interact with one another. I find many students sharing on the student discussion forum, please send me your number on WhatsApp and I have created a study group. Why? What is the need of a study group when IOU is already giving you a superb platform, a student discussion forum platform, where for each subject or each theme that you wish to discuss, you can create a subject and start a discussion. Not like a WhatsApp where you just keep on discussing from head to toe anything. No control. No. Here, mashallah, we have given you a discussion forum. So please refrain, firstly, from sharing your mobile numbers and wasting your time creating groups on WhatsApp. It's absolutely needless, not required. Do it in the discussion forum. We're giving you a lovely format. Alhamdulillah. Use that. Use the forums. Send emails to the teachers. If you don't wish to ask a question to the teacher in the forum, you can send a personal email to the teacher. The contact numbers are already uploaded with the course details. So that's as far as your method of learning at IOU is concerned, from the academic aspect. The second aspect is the aspect of ibadah, worship. My dear brothers and sisters in faith, we must sincerely seek repentance from Allah for our sins as we acquire knowledge of the deen. We must continuously strive to seek repentance for the sins that we have done. For every son of an Adam has a share of sin, but the best of his is he who comes back to Allah and seeks repentance for his sins. As we acquire the knowledge of the deen, we must make sure that we humble ourselves before the Creator, before our Lord, before our Rabb. Not only that, you must increase the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You must take every possible step to please Allah, because it is only Allah who can put barakah in the knowledge that you are gained. Not only that, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, you must make dua to Allah to make this knowledge beneficial. Without supplicating to Allah, you can't expect miracles to happen. Now, of course, miracles do happen by Allah's will and permission, but you must make dua to Allah and tell Him what you want from Allah. When you are acquiring the knowledge, you must make dua to Allah that Allah makes it beneficial. Look, you might be spending hours studying at IOU, but if you don't make dua to Allah, and if Allah doesn't put barakah in your knowledge, that knowledge becomes of no help on the day of judgment. It may benefit you in this life, but in the day of reckoning, in the day when we shall become accountable, this knowledge will not be of any help. However, my dear brothers and sisters, the good news is that if Allah puts barakah in this knowledge, He makes it beneficial, and only He has the power to make this knowledge beneficial, then this knowledge can become a source for you and me to enter Jannah, the ultimate destination, the place of final rest. So my dear brothers and sisters, making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, increasing the zikr and seeking forgiveness becomes the second most important pillar of your learning at Islamic Online University. And the last and the most important pillar, my dear brothers and sisters, is your mannerisms, your akhlaq and your adab. In fact, subhanAllah, we have a course on akhlaq and adab at Islamic Online University. For the students of Islamic studies, they will know what I'm talking of. But of course, many of you are new here, or most of you are new here in the orientation session. You might very soon get accustomed to it and come to know about this course. What is the purpose of manners? Look, students of knowledge must display exemplary quality. And one of the most exemplary quality that the student of knowledge has is humility when he talks to his teacher. Humility when he talks to the back office. Humility when he interacts with anyone at IOU, whether it is the teachers, whether it is the back office, whether it is the IT, or whether it is your fellow student with whom you are interacting. You may have differences in opinion, and Abdullah may have a difference in opinion with Abdurrahman, and Fatima may differ with Aisha, but both of them should discuss and interact and share opinions with humility and with respect for one another. You look, humility comes when I respect the person in the other end. If I have no respect for the person in the other end, I become arrogant. I lack humility. So my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, please interact with humility at IOU. When you interact with your teachers, when you email your teachers through the forums, through the emails, please make sure that you interact with humility. You maintain the rules, you maintain the regulations, you maintain the discipline, you maintain the order which has been set out, the rules that has been set out. Often we come across students who are not happy with the marks that they get in the assignments, and they tend to reflect it through mails, stinking mails to the teachers. Literally a stinker mail. You know, in corporate world they say a stinker mail is a mail which lacks politeness, courtesy. It's a rude mail. And subhanAllah, some of you, my dear brothers and sisters, end up doing that with your teachers. However, this is not how students of knowledge interact with people who are giving, whom Allah has selected, to be your teachers. This is not how we interact. You may have knowledge, you may have experience, you may have age by your side, but the reality is that at IOU, Allah has selected a teacher for you, a teacher, a ustad, a sheikh for you, and you must know how to interact with that sheikh or ustad. So my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, I don't want to take much more of your time. You are going to see a lot more of me in the university, inshallah. I just leave you once again with a summarization of what I have shared with you. I have shared with you the method of learning at IOU, and I've tried to simplify it into three parts. The first is the academic part, and I have told you how you can go about your knowledge, acquiring of your knowledge, inshallah, at IOU. The second aspect which I have shared with you is your dua, your ibadah, your worship with Allah, your relationship with Allah. Make your relationship strong with Allah as you acquire this knowledge, inshallah. And lastly, the third and the most important pillar is your manners, your morals, your etiquette of interacting with every stakeholder at IOU. Whether it is the teachers, whether it is your fellow students, whether it is somebody in the back office, whether it is through the official Facebook page of ours where you interact with the administrator, anybody whom you interact with, you must be humble in your interaction. You must have courtesy and politeness when you interact with one another. With that, I wish to leave you, my dear brothers and sisters, and I wish you all the best as you acquire the knowledge of this deen. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes this knowledge beneficial for each one of us. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.